12, the number to get in touch. Liz Marr there and Paul Miller. 17 minutes past 7 this morning. Here's a question. Have you started your Christmas shopping? I haven't. I am very behind. We all know how expensive it can be, but new research from the Bank of England has found we spend an extra £800 a month on average in the run-up to the big day. We're big spenders here in the UK, spending 39% more than they do in mainland Europe. That's an extra £39 for every £100 they spend. So what is the best way to get a bang for your buck over Christmas? Ollie Catt is the founder of the blog Savvy Dad, a money advice website. I need your help, Ollie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. What are you seeing then as the best value for Christmas? How does the money go further?
Certainly. Well, I've just been speaking on BBC Five Live, actually, about the way of reducing the costs at Christmas time. And one of the things I was suggesting to them was to make sure you're aware of the value of something you're looking at Christmas time. So whether it's a popular toy at Christmas time and using a website like Stock Informer to keep an eye on, first of all, the stock levels for these popular toys where inflation and demand can take the prices up. That's useful. If it's something with the big online retailers such as Amazon, there is a lovely website called Camel 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 where you can track the price history and know if something really is a good value deal and whether that recommended retail price is a good indication of what it's actually worth. And also, if you're doing something popular like a beauty advent calendar or a beauty bundle, actually look at the content and whether it's something that the recipient of the gift would really want, because actually finding samples from department stores and sourcing your own items and possibly getting cash back deals on all of those sorts of things and putting it together a personal bundle can often make it better value for you and more personable for the gift as well, for the item being received as well.
Ollie, what would you say about panic buying? I tend to get a bit concerned because time is running out, so I tend to buy things just to tick somebody off a list.
Certainly, and I think that's the thing. The closer it gets to the big day in regards to Christmas, the more likely you are to make that kind of impulse buy. Lots of the times, I suggest kind of trying to see if you plan ahead, whether it's on saving ahead, first of all, so you have funds for the day. Or for looking at things like my readers, for example, find things like the next sale particularly popular because actually they can look to the sales for buying popular home items in the sales and then keeping them for next year. Particularly things like Christmas-related bedding and hampers and gifts and things like that. Often the sales are the best way to go early. But again, it takes pre-planning and making sure that you're not leaving everything too late, which with busy lives is what the markets, the department stores and kind of depend on.
I always plan and I always seem to leave it late. Good advice, Ollie Catt, founder of the blog at Savvy Dad, a money advice website. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.